Schumer dropped by Duchess Hops, the core of the cooperative, in LaGrangeville on Monday.
This cooperative of Hudson Valley hops farmers and local brewers is the exciting and perfect recipe to get our hops growing. And it's one I want the federal government to be part of. So let me say a little bit more. The Hudson Valley is well positioned to lead the resurgence of New York's hops industry. We would expect the hops grown here would go to Buffalo and Syracuse and Rochester, their big center of craft brewing, and all over our state and the Northeast region.
He spoke about how New York in the mid-1800s was a leading producer of hops, but fell victim to changes in climate conditions, blight, and
13 years of prohibition. But we have learned the error of our ways.
Patrick Manning, a former Republican state assemblyman from Dutchess, is involved in the cooperative.
I'm executive director of Hudson Valley Hops, which will be the not-for-profit arm branding and marketing the Hudson Valley as the new Napa Valley of beer.
Manning, sporting a tie with martini glasses, caught some heat from Schumer, all in jest.
That's what? The wrong tie.
Oh, no, no. We also have the distillers here.
Senator. Oh, okay.
We'll be a big part of the multi.
Good, touche.
Manning says he'll grow some hops on his farm, but his primary focus at the moment will be to help get the word out about Hudson Valley hops.
Right now, with all these craft breweries growing, with the farm brewery law passed, where there'll be now breweries on farms, there's such a desire and want for a quality hop that was really our birthright is New York State. We were the hop capital. There was a reason why we were called, well, it's called cash crop. It started in New York. Well, we're going to make sure the Hudson Valley, so close to the center of the universe, New York City, let alone nationally, people have been clamoring for a quality hop that comes from the Hudson Valley. We're going to give it to them, and it'll be just an economic shot in the arm to all these breweries as well.
Christopher Basso is the brewmaster at Newburgh Brewing Company.
You know, we're probably going to pay a premium for the hops because they are going to then help us sell more beer because, you know, people are intrigued by these hops came from New York as well. You know, so yes, it's making our locally produced product a truly local product. You know, I think I would love at some point if I could make a beer with all New York State ingredients.
Senator Schumer says he has written to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Small Business Administration to request financing for the $100,000 worth of equipment needed and for the $13 an acre land preparation cost. He says the money could come from already existing programs.
There's excitement in the air. This is a seminal moment where we could have a great future, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it happens.
Then there's the possibility of a public-private partnership. Sean Eldridge, who has been flirting with a congressional campaign, is the president of Kingston-based Hudson River Ventures, a small business investment fund focused on the Hudson Valley.
I'm very excited about the potential for this. We've invested in a number of craft breweries across the Hudson Valley, and we hear firsthand the demand for locally sourced hops, so I think there's huge potential here. It's something we're looking closely at. I think we'll be able to bring the pieces together to make it successful, and we're looking at being a part of that, but no big announcements yet.
He says a private-public partnership makes a lot of sense in this case.
You know, we just see more and more craft breweries and people who are interested in starting craft breweries hop up, you know, all the way from Westchester up to, you know, Sullivan County. We're seeing it all over the place. So it's really been an organic demand that's not being met in the marketplace. And I think if we were to grow hops right here in the Hudson Valley, it would help farmers, it would create jobs, and it would really bolster an industry that has huge potential to continue growing right here in New York.
And they all, like Schumer, envision a boost to tourism, similar to winery visits and wine trails in various parts of the state.
The cooperative will be instrumental in creating a beer trail throughout the region. And that will bolster agritourism. Can you imagine telling people on Long Island they can go on the beer trail? There are going to be lines to come up right here. My staff will be at the top of it.
Justin Riccobono of Duchess Hops says the first season for organic hops at his farm is underway. Seeding has begun, and he hopes to harvest 4 acres by the end of summer, expanding to 15 acres in 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.